With us today is Steve Cates, otherwise known as Dr. Sky, and he's with us every Sunday morning to talk about what the heck is going up in the skies. And on a Sunday morning, it's really pleasurable to listen to it. Steve, tell us what's going on this week.
Well, John, all the big excitement of the total eclipse and partial eclipse across the nation, again, to see this in totality, I just came back from Texas. That was an amazing experience, as many people got to see. We won't see one for quite a number of years in the United States. But, John, always telling the truth here and subject matter, because sometimes, in my opinion, the media might get this just a little bit wrong. And here's what we're going to talk about. It's interesting. There's a star in the heavens that the media purports that will be this exploding star in the sky and that people might be able to see it. Well, it's in the constellation of Corona Borealis, and it's known as T. Corona Borealis. What is it? Well, every 80 years or so, this red giant and white dwarf combination can flare up in the sky. Well, that's not totally unusual, other than the fact that we call these recurring nova. And there's only five of these known in the galaxy. So why I was harping on the way the media might report it, they may give the impression to people that they can go outside and see this brilliant object. But from the astronomy side, if you had a pair of binoculars, if you look up at a constellation called Corona Borealis, which is high up in the northeast after sunset, sometime this year, John, this star, which is fascinating, it's a red giant, and it spits off material with this little white dwarf next to it. And what does it do? The white dwarf sucks up all this energy, and for reasons we don't know, the mechanism, it blasts this material back out into space and making this star go and look like it's exploding. It's called a recurring nova, but always truth here, as we talk with you on the Cats Roundtable on subjects like that. Fascinating.
It is. I mean, but give or take a billion years, and we won't be able to see it again.
Absolutely, yes.
What else is going on? This NASA launched the last Delta Heavy rocket?
Absolutely, and here we go. This is an amazing rocket. It's been around for quite a long time. In 64 years, maybe people never noticed it because NASA got all the credit with the Apollos. This is the last of 389 launches. It's a tri-type rocket, meaning it has a central core and two big boosters on the side. But what it did the other day is quite interesting. It launched another National Reconnaissance Office so-called secret satellite into space. That's known officially as NROL-70. Now, what's important about this rocket? The United Launch Alliance, John, has been, manufacturing this really reliable rocket for such a long time. And it's sad to see it go, but yes, they have something even, quote, better on the horizon. It's called the Vulcan rocket, and that will be coming up very soon. Isn't it quite amazing, John? All these different powerful rockets. I mean, we were stuck in the 1960s and 70s with the Saturn V, which is actually a great rocket. But now we're seeing all these rockets. So the Delta IV Heavy goes into the history books. Quite an interesting workhorse in the world of rockets. Fascinating stuff there, too.
And anything going on the moon or on Mars? I mean, people always like to hear that stuff.
Well, John, the latest on Mars, a continuation of what I said last week, that the surface of Mars may become more contaminated than we should with old spacecraft. So hopefully people in the future, that is, and I think they got their eye on the ball on this, they're going to be hopefully looking at ways not to pollute the surface of Mars, because the most important thing, and we didn't mention it last week, is let's not pollute the surface of Mars with any Earth bacteria, no matter how much we try, because that might do things that, well, we don't know. But if we're looking for life, let's not pollute it. But here's something, John, that's fascinating. We always talk about the mystery of the week. And here's the most dynamic thing, in my opinion, in the whole universe. Of all the conundrums and all mysteries, the subject of dark matter really comes up. What the heck is this? 85% of the entire universe is made up of this dark material that's somewhat a component, we don't know for sure, of gravity. And it helps bind things together. At least that's what astrophysicists and astronomers tell us. But the most amazing thing, John, when we look out, like people who saw the eclipse, whether partial or total, you look out in nature, you see all this beauty with God. Hopefully people have two good eyes. John, we're only seeing about 5% of the entire universe. All that stuff is called baryonic matter. That's a fancy term. But imagine this. In the world of dark matter, something is gluing the galaxies together or holding space together. And even Einstein couldn't figure this out. As maybe I mentioned before in one of our programs and updates, He called it spooky action at a distance. And it's still one of the most amazing things, John. I wonder your comment on this, because nobody really knows what the heck it is, but somehow they think and really kind of look at this stuff is out in the universe, 85%.
That is, I mean, I still don't understand dark matter. I mean, is it positive matter? Is it real matter?
Nobody knows, John. It's a component of gravity. And when we get into the subject of gravity in our short but important interview here today, as we talk about this whole story about what the universe is made of, somehow, and there was an astronomer, a female, her name was Vera Rubin, and she studied, John, for years in the 1940s and 50s to get a PhD. And unfortunately, at the time, men didn't want to see that particular woman, or women for that matter, get a PhD. But she had the biggest, I think, advance on trying to understand it. So trying to address it today to the Cats Roundtable in the short time, it's that it's something or component of gravity that makes everything, how do I say this? It's like a glue in the universe, to keep a simple way of describing it. But really, John, nobody knows. Everybody's opinion on this, even the great astrophysicists, I've interviewed so many of them who have the quote, you know, the leading edge on this, and they're still trying to go and scratch their head saying, what the heck is this? It's something that we don't understand yet. And the bottom line is our whole story of cosmology, you know, how the universe formed, may also have to have a revision. And then the other one is the dark energy. That's even stranger, but also important, that the farther you go out into the universe with the expansion, instead of things slowing down, something again in gravity might be pushing it at accelerating rates where maybe you would think it would slow down. Just mind-boggling for a Sunday.
It is mind-boggling. Now, I've been told by sources, by people that are in the know, that we do have anti-gravity type ships.
John, I would believe you 100%, and not just to agree with you, that there's so much that I think we still don't understand, not to be a conspiracist here, theory guy, but all the stuff about the alien technology. You know, we remember last July, it was admitted in a whistleblower hearing in the Congress, one of the guys, David Grush, said pretty much emphatically that we do have and possess alien spacecraft or alien artifacts and even the bodies. So I wouldn't be surprised, John, if somewhere along the line, somebody's laughing right now going, hey, you're right, Steve, Dr. Sky and John, you know, but we're not going to tell you how to figure this out. But wouldn't that be amazing, John? Because if we could,
I hope we live long enough to see it, Dr. Sky. How did Spock used to say, live long and prosper?
Absolutely. And it's always great to be on the Cats Roundtable. Always check us at the Dr. Sky Experience, where, of course, the WABCRadio.com website. Great information, John, as you know, and the listeners also, I appreciate, you know, their commentary on astronomy, space, aviation, and weather. And let's not forget American exceptionalism, as you talk about every day, and we believe it right to our core. Man, truth, justice, and the American way. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.